I have a problem not representing the fact that I'm married in public.
Because people be checking you out.
That is not even it.
People be checking you out, though. And this helps. It's very... Ain't nobody checking for me.
You don't know that. Everybody's checking for you.
Once they see how tall I am, they're out.
My name is Mrs. Melanin.
And I'm Belief Mel.
And we're here with episode 131 of How Married Are You?
Okay, my name is Belief. This is Yvette, and we've been married 12. Live in California, and we got four kids. Relationships scary. It's very necessary. We share our love of struggles. We ask
how married are you?
Every week on a Thursday, shawty. If you're listening, you're in the wedding party. It's okay if you want to put your hands up. Got the questions.
We got the answers.
Get baby story time. Chocolate baby story time.
It's chocolate baby story time.
Come on, girl. What the heck, man?
I'm sick. These chocolate babies got me sick, y'all.
We don't know where it came from.
I think it came from Uzi being at the park. He's been having a lot of park days. Because he was the first one that showed signs or symptoms. But yeah. Okay. But you go ahead. What's your chocolate baby story time, babe?
Oh, man. Theo has been playing hockey, inline hockey. And this dude really is into it. This dude saw Mighty Ducks once. And was like, quack, 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 quack. And it's just been all about it. And he's been in the backyard playing. I don't know if you guys saw that viral video of Theo and Uriah playing in the backyard. And then Theo pushed him over. And then Uriah threw a basketball hoop at Theo. yeah, while they were playing hockey. But he's into it, man. And this weekend, he had his fourth game. He missed. Yes. Yeah, he missed one. So he had his fourth game, and then
he didn't miss a game.
He scored. Yeah, he did.
Oh, he did. Sick.
And then he scored his first goal in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And he's getting after it, man. I'm very proud of him. Theo is—he's our athletic one, the one that shows the most promise, I think, so far athletically. I would say so, because Anaya is coming up.
Anaya is coming up for sure. Right. Her gymnastics coach has been really encouraging her in her skill level. Speaking of Anaya, homegirl. Okay, so she's in this thing. I think I've mentioned before that she just really is enjoying doing hair. Her hair, other people's hair, right? She asked me last night if she could go to hair school.
Oh my
God. Like, she wants to, she's like, I was like, you know, Anaya, I don't know if they have that for girls your age, but I know they have it for like teenagers and older. And she was like, well, I really want to go to hair school. And I was like, okay.
I think that's amazing.
Yeah, super cool. But anywho, in order to encourage Anaya, I have been trying to allow her, because she's been doing this thing where she just does her hair. And so I've been trying to just let her go out. Mm-hmm. And I'm mindful of where we're going when we go out. Because, you know, she'll like put her hair in two. She'll like, she's doing this thing where she splits her hair, parts of her down the middle, and then does two braids, and then pulls the braids up and then two ponytails or whatever. But, and it looks like, you know, okay from the front. But when you turn her around, it just looks like she is on the struggle bus for real.
She looks like Frederick Douglass from the back.
Anywho, I have been trying to let her go. And she's been going as far as laying her edges and all that kind of things. But she's just putting a whole bunch of gel and product in her hair. And I don't have the heart to stop her, but I really want to stop her. So I think I'm going to have to be a lot more intentional about like coaching her on how to do her hair and how to take care of it, because she also is like using the wrong comb to like small tooth combs versus like wide tooth combs. And
you know, it's cool. I think we have a really great opportunity with our children, because we have the opportunity to allow them to intern, basically. You know what I'm saying? So if you have been paying attention to Belief and Fatherhood, there's a couple storylines that's going to come out. You probably missed a really dope episode of Yvette homeschooling and how she does her homeschool and meal prep and all that stuff. It was a really dope episode. People really enjoyed it. So if you haven't seen that on Belief and Fatherhood's page, you should check that out. And I'll drop a link into the community section on our YouTube channel, and we'll put it in the show notes. But there is, we are seeing our kids kind of like get into certain things, and we just want to foster those like thoughts and beliefs and stuff like that, and like attitudes toward, you know, hobbies or even profession. So I'm interested to see if we can find someone that we know that does hair for a living, and maybe Anaya can shadow. She can sweep up the hair. She can maybe help out, you know, with washing or turning on the water or stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, is there an opportunity for her to intern at 5? Because I think that's a great opportunity.
Mm-hmm. I agree. That would be great.
All right. Okay. Topic time.
So.
Oh, first of all, so sorry. Thank you guys so much for your purchases for the Love on Purpose collection.
Yes.
Such an amazing outpouring of support that we got. You guys really, really love them clothes. So thank you so much for buying them. If you were interested in buying and you weren't able to, we will try to do something soon to get you guys more opportunities to buy clothes. I think we're going to try to do it quarterly, you know, but we also got to see. But but yeah.
I think it's definitely possible. I just think we have to, you know, like right now, start the next one.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll try to do that quarterly. But we really enjoyed promoting, supporting, talking, and, you know, getting you guys those clothes. And they should be shipping when again, babe?
The last week of November, early December.
Early December. And so, yeah, just be patient with us because, you know, it's definitely a big season for merch right now because Black Friday's coming up. But we will be getting those to you as soon as possible. All right, let's hop into this topic.
Glenn and I are in the middle of recording an e-course for all of the wedding party. Honestly, it's for anybody, but the wedding party specifically for you guys, especially those of you guys who are in serious dating relationships or aspiring to be married. And so, anywho, yesterday was our first day of recording. And we're sitting there and we're recording. Glenn and I have spent, a week preparing for, like, what we're going to talk about and what we're going to say and all the things. And it comes time to, like, sit down and say all the things. And I am, like, paralyzed. Like, it's like I never sat in front of a camera before. I'm so, like, I don't know what to say. And then add on top of that, I'm not feeling well. So there is that element as well. But Glenn's just blah, 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 blah. Like, just saying all the things. He's so confident. He's so perky. He's got all of the energy necessary to do it. And I'm like, dang, I feel like I do this thing where I'm like, you make me feel like, and then insert emotion, right?
Yeah. And it could be good or bad.
And yesterday I was sitting with that and I was like, I always say Glenn makes me feel like, or he makes me feel like, or you make me feel like. And I really think that I do a poor job taking responsibility or ownership of my emotions because you're just doing what you do. Right. And so I was realizing like yesterday that Glenn is gifted with his words, period. He is gifted with his words. And while I do believe I have a gift with words, most often I need to write those words down and really be intentional about what I'm trying to say before I deliver them. And we had a bunch of bullet points of things we wanted to touch on, but I needed a script, you know, like I needed something, whatever. And Glenn, there was stuff on the paper, but he was going off script and making it just more full. And I was starting to feel inadequate or like I didn't belong in the room or even in front of the camera presenting to these people.
I'm so sorry. That is terrible.
Yeah. And then I was realizing, too, that like I may not have said it out loud. I don't know what was happening. But like I was like, he's making me feel this way.
It's his fault.
It's his fault. However, it's his gifting, right? Mm-hmm. It's like his gifting. He has a gift with words. He has a lot more practice than I do speaking off the cuff and like, you know, presenting to people. And so just because he's gifted at something doesn't make me inadequate or not gifted at it either. And so there's a couple of things I wanted to talk about today. And one of them is allowing your partner to operate in their gifting without feeling inadequate yourself, or just understanding each other's gifts and how to show up when it's time to show up. And then the other thing I wanted to talk about is like rewording the like you make me feel or he makes me feel, and taking ownership of I feel this way, but why is it that I feel this way? Like, what's true and what's not? Mm. And so I don't even know if we need to talk about both those things, and maybe we just talked about it enough, but...
No, there's a lot there.
I felt like that was something that I wanted to bring up. You don't have to hold me anymore. Thank you so much.
Yo, I'm going to tell you one thing, man. The bloopers, just from yesterday, the first module we recorded are insane. Yvette was like... It was, she was sitting there and she was like, touch, can I want to touch you. I want to touch you. Can I touch you? Yeah, go ahead, touch. I don't want to touch you. It was just, and I understand that. And so I think one of the harder things to do is like, I know where I'm weak, right? I don't even try to pretend that I'm strong. I'm just like, I can't do that. Mm-hmm. You know, just like this morning,
we
were dropping Anaya off at school. And Yvette was like, hey, I got to run in the Sprouts real quick while I'm in there. Can you do this? I just got to write a conclusion for this thing. And I was like, I'm not in my writing mode. I'm not doing that right now. But to Yvette was like, dog, I just asked you to do one thing while I'm doing all this other stuff. And I'm just like, that's not where I'm at. I can't multitask like that. That's not my strength. You know what I'm saying? And so if you ask me to read a script in front of like on a teleprompter, it would take me hours. Because I would mess up the words. I would choose my favorite words. I'd say those first. I'd stumble all over the words. That's not something I do well. Mm-hmm. So as a handicap, I don't say, oh man, I wish I could read better like Yvette and do it like that. I just say, what's the general thing I'm supposed to be talking about? Mm-hmm. And then I'll say the phrase in the way that I feel like it's going to best come across. The hard part in marriages is that we think that we compare ourselves to our spouses, you know what I'm saying? And then we end up being unfulfilled. We end up, kind of in competition. We end up frustrated because we spent so much time thinking that we need to be able to do what our spouse does, you know? Mm-hmm. Or we compare our spouses to us and we get frustrated when they don't come and show up the way we do.
And I think that's the part that I was the revelation that I had yesterday, realizing that like you operate here in this space. Like this is the space that you operate. And I operate in the space at home. And so a lot of times when it's like, and when it comes to you loading the dishwasher and I'm like, what the hell? Like, don't you know you have to maximize the space and arrange things such that more dishes fit in? It's like you don't do that often. So you don't have that, you know what I mean? Like it takes a lot of reps in order to understand, oh, this is why Yvette puts the dishes in the dishwasher this way, because I can fit more dishes in here and I won't have, you know, whatever. Or even like you, I feel like you, even when it comes to like homeschooling or whatever, I feel like you have your own way of doing it and I have my own way of doing it. And because I understand like the amount of things that need to get done within a certain time period or whatever, I operate differently than you would operate. But like, I'm just realizing that that is valuable. And like the frustration that I feel, because you've often said, you're jealous of me or something like that. You said something to that effect, or you're competing with me or whatever. Am I misquoting you?
I said that to you about you.
Yes.
I didn't say that I was jealous of you.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Right.
I'm sorry. Yes, thank you for clarifying that. Mm-hmm. And I had to sit with that. And I don't know if I ever came back to you and said, sorry,
there was something on your nose.
I got it. I don't think I ever came back to you and said, yeah, you're right. Like, what I'm jealous of, and even yesterday, okay, this is so much. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm all over the place. Can help bring me back.
Okay.
But I told myself, it's not that I'm jealous of Glenn or anything he has or does or whatever. I'm jealous of the freedom that I imagine you have. And then yesterday when I was here and I was realizing how many people, like, I was like, oh my gosh. And I know you've said this to me before, but I'm about to.
Okay.
I know you've said this to me before. It's just, I don't know what it was, but I was realizing that like I needed something from you, Jordan needed something from you, Jed needed something, like everyone here needed something from you. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's just like at home when all those four children are like tugging at me and trying to get something from me. And I'm like, I'm just one damn person. Leave me alone for a moment. Mm-hmm. Let me deal with this. And then, you know, like they can't see all the different things that I'm trying to do and the capacity that I have to get those things done. And only what they see, like even us, like your team here, mm-hmm. we see you as one person. And we're like, okay, I need this from him. And we try, and I think we as adults, like we're more, you know, mature about it. We as adults try to be sensitive to like, oh, he looks like he's busy. I probably should leave him alone. Or, ooh, his demeanor isn't in a place where he can take
See,
one
I don't
more
notice
thing.
That. I'm not noticing that anybody's doing that. I'm just trying to appear as approachable as possible.
Yes. Yeah. Anywho, and then I was thinking about, But I also have a little bit of insight to other things that are taking up space in your mental as far as the business is concerned and what you have to take care of. And I don't even have a full, you know, understanding of what all those things are. But I know that besides our four needs, you have other things that you have to take care of and do. And so, I don't know. It was just like this whole, like, and this might be so sad, and I, oh my gosh, I'm getting emotional. I don't want to get emotional, but it's like, I see you and I see you, I see you how I see myself. We are both walking out very parallel situations that suck. And it's not even like, it's not that it sucks. Like it's like there's a duality to it all. It's like we are, I get to like raise our children and be a part of their everyday life and watch them grow and develop. And I get to see their wheels turning and their minds going about the things that they want to do and be and aspire to in life. And if I were still in the classroom, I could be missing all of this. You know what I'm saying? And I'm also like stressed trying to manage the four of them, their learning, their emotional development, their walk with the Lord. I'm trying to shepherd their hearts and manage the home and add all the things on that. And I'm realizing that you are doing the same thing. And I don't know if the Lord's just like doing a number in me to help me see you better, but I'm not jealous of you, your freedom anymore, because I'm realizing that that is, I have a false sense of what freedom is for you. You've told me like, you know, I still have employees I have to think about, because I'm always like, well, when I go on a trip, I have to think about this, that, and the other. And it's like, you don't have, you just get to pack and go. But there are things you have to think about here on the work front, on the office front, that, you know, I am just not mindful of. And so I guess I owe you an apology. Like, I'm sorry for how, I'm sorry for how I've viewed your life. It's not all unicorns and rainbows, you know? And I don't think that I thought that, but I think yesterday I just had, I don't know, so much more. And I'm not usually at the office all day either. So I think that that was just a different type of scene for me.
I appreciate that. I mean, I definitely thought, I didn't know that you didn't know. So I'm just like, okay, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. It's like, it's not that I didn't know. I think that is that I didn't fully internalize what that all might encompass. You know what I mean? Like when I'm sitting here and we're recording the e-course and you're like, no, I don't want to carry like all the whatever. like, I'm like, oh, yeah, you don't. Like, I get that, you know, because I don't want to carry it all either at on the home front.
Right.
But then I'm also realizing how much you are carrying aside from, because even just being there, you know, Jordan's still needing direction and there's just a bunch of stuff. And so.
Yeah. And that's hard to explain to the audience.
Yeah.
Right. Like, they don't really understand, like, I mean, like, you guys, you guys probably assume that, man, we make videos and that's it. And I remember somebody was like, when I showed them the office, I was like, yeah, we got this office. And they were like, dang, belief in overhead, right? They were like, because it was like, oh, my, like, we have a lot of overhead. Like, we pay a lot of money.
Oh, you know yeah, what I'm saying? Yeah.
They were like, yeah, like, what do you need all that space for? Mm-hmm. And it's just like, there's so many different things and aspects to, like, running a company you just don't think about. Mm-hmm. You just don't know. You know what I mean? And so a lot of that stuff, you can't even explain it. I can't even explain it to you, mm-hmm. right? And so I know you guys are just kind of like, just tell me. Like, it's not that simple because you only, you, like, they're not problems to you. They're not something that you're even able to see and understand because you haven't had to think about consistently posting, not just for the livelihood of your home or just because you want to be up in the algorithm, but because you have to pay someone else's mortgage mm-hmm. or rent. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. you're thinking about, like, these people having a 401k plan, having insurance, having a safe place to come to work, doing recreational things together as a team, building that team aspect, spending time with the people on your team so that they know you care about them, spending time with them just so you can recognize when they need a break and you mm-hmm. can say, take a day off. Like, that is quality time that I am, like, focused on for the internal benefit of the company. And, like, not only for just the company, but for us and our legacy and our children, mm-hmm. right? Like, because that will in turn give back finances, direction, ability and skill to our children that will then, you know, grow into their children, you know what I'm saying? And really supply a lot of belief in the world, right? So, like, what we do with our business, right? We show authentic family life, right? That is something that you only get to see if you're around authentic people.
Yeah.
If you're an authentic community, right? And the gift that is, right, to share with someone else who has never seen it, it's unlocking, like, other people. Like, we're giving hope to people that they can bring up people. And so that is a huge, like, responsibility. But at the same time, it's like, we literally don't have to do this. Like, I could find a way to finesse the game and try to figure out a hustle that, you know, can take advantage of people. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? But to try to do it and be authentic and then be real and then all that stuff, and then also be present when I'm home and then try to be home more, you know what I'm saying? And then make yeah. the most out of the time that we have together. Mm-hmm. So it's like, we're all balancing a lot. I think that what I really want to talk about, though, is that I didn't choose you because you were like me. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Like, a lot of people give me a lot of flack because I always bring this up, but a lot, because people even bring this up, they'll be like, yeah, I like you, but that time you said your wife was sturdy, I just think that was corny. You know what I'm saying? But what I was saying is that literally, like, I was not in a stable place in my life, and I recognized that Yvette had stability in a place that I didn't have. She had a strength that I didn't have. And I didn't come to her and say, well, I need her to be strong for me. I just needed that to rub off on me. I just needed to see what it took. You know what I'm saying? And so what I recognized mm-hmm. in her being sturdy and saying, okay, well, she has a couple things in order. She has a career. She has a family. She has a community that she's a part of. She has a friend group. And she has, like, goals and direction, which is all stuff I was really aimless in. You know what I'm saying? A lot of the foundational things I had in my community were really good. My, you know, my affiliation with some people and my focus toward, you know, dreams and goals and all the stuff I was doing, that was important and probably something that caught Yvette's eye. But there wasn't a lot of people that I knew, women who were, one, attractive, but then, two, had that type of focus. I didn't see that a lot. So that is what initially attracted me to you. But I wanted what you had to rub off on me. Right. Because I knew that you, if you had all that, you weren't going to let me settle. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's impossible. So, you know what I mean? So, when, we talked about this analogy in the e-course yesterday and part
of it. Uh-oh, you going to give them some insight?
Yeah, I think
y'all better buy the e-course too.
Yeah. So the e-course, yeah, so basically there's an analogy I talked about a little bit, and it's talking about, you know, when you were a kid and you were playing basketball, and there's two team captains, right? And nobody wants to be picked last. They want to be the first person chosen. So if you choose somebody first, you know that that person has something that you don't have, right? Or they have something that's going to make us win as a team, right? And so if I'm choosing a person and I'm saying, okay, my ability is I'm fast and I play really good defense and I got a shot. I want to pick somebody that if I, you know, I make 50% of the shots, but the few I don't miss, the few I miss, I want somebody to be able to rebound the ball. So I want someone who is tall. That's the first person I'm going to pick. So I'm going to pick this person. You know what I'm saying? You pick based on not necessarily your strengths, but things you're not great at, right? And so everybody I hire are people who have strengths in places I'm weak at, right? Jordan is a beast at video. You know what I'm saying? RJ is incredible at graphic design. You know what I mean? Bree is an amazing SEO, you know, all the stuff that she does, you know, and so on and so forth. Jed with the animations, James with the music, like everybody has all these strengths. And so one thing that I would love to us to remember as we're working together is that, because it's hard for us to work together. It's not easy. Like doing a podcast and being in front of the camera is easy, but like how we work together and develop, it's not easy because we got to know where we are leaning on. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so I was reminded of this when you went to go speak in Florida. And you were trying to memorize your speech. And I was like, just read it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's your strength. Like, just read it. And, you know, you don't have to compare yourself to anybody. You know what I mean? Because that's where your strength is. It's like your strength is writing, reading what you wrote. You know what I'm saying? And then coming off on a story or whatever. But, like, those type of things, that repetition is going to be super helpful for us to grow as a team together. You know what I mean? And so as we are... Like when I come home, I'm literally like at service. Like if I'm not like laying down and resting and, you know, whatever, like I'm kind of like, what do I need to be doing to help out this? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because I'm a servant at the home, because only thing I can do is follow protocol to the best of my ability. So loading the dishwasher ain't a strength of mine. You know, a lot of things I would do, if you watch me do it, you're going to get irritated. You know what I'm saying? But it is like, I'm going to try to fulfill it as best as possible. And so I appreciate you recognizing that, but also I understand that I don't understand everything you got on your plate. And that's why I don't be really trying to ask for a lot. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I have no idea, you know?
I understand you don't like to ask for a lot, but at the same time, you should also allow me to like lend a helping hand when I offer it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Because I feel like sometimes you're like, you don't have time for that. And I'm like, maybe I do.
Yeah. And I just know that if I ask you for something, I am simultaneously taking away something from you. You know what I mean? And that's not what I want to do. You know, I want to be able to add value to the home, to you. In every way. And that's why I'm like excited for you to find your brand, your value, like where, what you really want to do. And that way you don't have to do what I do. We were talking before and I was like, you were like, hey, should I do brand deals? Should I do this? And I was like, well, if you don't got to do brand deals, I wouldn't do them. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a lot. It's a lot of hard work and I'm really good at it and I'm really efficient. You know what I'm saying? Not that you're not. It's just that that is a tug that you don't ever have to do. You know what I mean? And you can find another thing that you do and you want to do. You know what I mean? And so because I have to work with a lot of the companies I work with because that's just the name of the game. But that's not necessarily the enjoyable part, because sometimes if you work with a company that won't allow you to be creative, they suck all the energy out of the art, out of the what you create, you know? And it's harder to even like shift employees to think like that. So yeah, I'm very, you know, I'm very glad that I chose you. And like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so even now, the questions you ask, I'd be like, yeah, I chose you because I recognize you had foundational things that I didn't have, right? And now I get to be foundational for you. I'm not teaching anymore. I'm trying to figure out life. I'm trying to figure out, you know, who I am in this certain area. Like, I feel like my motherhood is taking over me. You know what I'm saying? And I don't necessarily know where I fit in this area. I want to be sturdy for you. You know what I'm saying? I could only be that because you were that for me. You know what I'm saying? And so the way we lend that time, that strength to each other is really important, because I may have another season where I'm kind of like, man, I don't know what I'm doing. You know, after we sell whatever we make, and you know what I'm saying? And it, and trust me, when I tell y'all, like, we are barely making it. Like, as a company, like, we're doing fine. You know what I'm saying? Like, all the money that we make, we're not the ballin' influencers. We are not the ones you're going to see on the red carpet a lot. You might see us invited. You know what I'm saying? But we definitely not going to look like we belong there. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to make us look bad, but we definitely are not at that stage. And I don't know if we're actually those people. But there is a point where I do want to be going to islands and balling out and all that stuff, but that's just not where we are. You know, I'm very hyper focused on the goals of Belief in Fatherhood, How Married Are You, all the other things that we have going on. And I'm more focused on making sure the art stays increasing in value. And there's some things we're not doing right and a lot of things we can improve on, but investing back into the employees and the company is like kind of just where I am right now. And so, and also I don't have a number two, right? So I don't have someone else who was like thinking about business strategy and all that stuff on my side 100% of the time. Like, I don't have that. So I have to play both roles right now. And so, yeah, man, if you want to be praying for us, pray that gets healed from the sickness that she got right now. And it's actually a good thing that you're coughing a lot, because then it's just clearing from your system. So hopefully you're at the tail end. And then, you know, pray for, you know, more time for us to spend together. And then, you know, people to come along, the right people to come along and help us out with what we're doing, if you believe in it. Yeah, sorry.
I did want to circle back to the whole, like, you make me feel or whatever. And I don't necessarily want to belabor the point or anything, but I do think it's important that I'll just speak for myself, that I take an inventory when I do start to feel emotions of inadequacy or less than or whatever you want to call them, to see where those emotions are really coming from. Because it's not, now I do think that people can do things to intentionally cause or evoke an emotion or a feeling. However, a lot of times when someone is just busy doing their thing or operating in their gifting, I think it's really valuable to, when you start to feel some type of way about it, I think it's really valuable to take a moment and take a self-evaluation of, okay, why am I really feeling this way? And what is true about me? And what, how, and like in this way, like maybe this isn't my gifting, but what does it look like for me to operate here in this space, if that makes sense? Am I making sense?
Yeah. Yeah, because when someone is good at something, that just means they're good at it.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean you're not.
Yeah, and it's kind of like what I tell the kids. It's like, just because I complimented Uzi and I didn't necessarily compliment you doesn't mean that you're bad at it. It just means that right now I'm acknowledging this whatever in this child, and I wanted to speak on it. It doesn't mean that you don't display those same attributes or gifting.
Yeah.
In other ways. But yeah.
Yeah.
How married are you, babe?
What did I do? I forgot. Oh yeah, that's right. So I went to an event. Oh man, we had a dope event. We had this event called My Black City. My homie Brandon has this nonprofit called My Black City, and he's basically getting the black community together in this area, which is something that we've needed for a long time. And I was at this event just serving. Like, I was just playing my part, serving, cleaning up and all that stuff. And I really had a great time. Yvette wasn't able to go. One, she was sick, and then the kids were sick too and stuff. So I'm leaving the event, and, you know, I was networking so much, my phone died. And so I'm leaving the event. I get home at 9:18. And I get there, and Yvette is just kind of smiling, looking at me. And I'm like, hey.
And he just so happened to mention his phone died. So I'm like, did he see my text before the phone died?
She's very suspicious. She's if you let her on loose on Facebook, she become a conspiracy theorist. She's just always suspicious. So she's like,
how convenient.
Yeah. And she was like, I sat down. I was like, how's it going? How you feeling? You're like, I'm not feeling good. Da-da-da-da-da. And she's like, well, you know, I text you to ask me to bring me home a tea from Starbucks, a medicine ball. And I was like, ugh. You want me to go get it? She was like, yeah, they close in 12 minutes. So I had to race over to Starbucks. And
because it's like right down the street from my house.
Yeah, so we raced to Starbucks. I get there and I pull up and they had the automated, like, we're closed. So I was like, dang it. So I get up there and they're like, thank you for coming to Starbucks. We open tomorrow at such and such and such and such. We are now closed. And I'm like, ugh. So I drove off.
And it wasn't 9:30 yet.
It wasn't 9:30 yet. So it was like 9:25 or something like that. And then the guy goes, hello, do you need anything? And I was like, yeah, I need a medicine ball. He's like, I got you. He's the best customer service guy ever. And I went there. He kind of talked my ear off. It was all good. And I grabbed this medicine ball and brought it back to you.
Yes. If you are like sick and have a sore throat or whatever, the medicine ball from Starbucks is a really good one.
How married are you?
I'm so married. I'm so married that whatever, the week before last, Glenn volunteered us to bring snacks. Nobody asked nobody about snacks, but, you know, for Theo's hockey games, they ask, okay, you know,
they're bringing snacks.
Yeah, who's
week?
Bringing snacks or whatever. And nobody even asked that question. Glenn said, we got snacks next week, right? Just said it, volunteered it. And at the time, I didn't think anything of it. But then when it came to the night before, I was like, oh, shoot, we're supposed to bring snacks tomorrow. So I woke up early the next morning and arranged all that stuff. And then I wasn't even able to go to the hockey game because I had taken Maya to gymnastics. And and so Glenn got to get all the credit for the snacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's just how married we are.